Okay, let's unpack this.
You know that feeling on the golf course?
Standing over a shot, heart maybe pounding just a little. Maybe that voice in your head whispering doubts.
Oh, yeah.
Golf isn't just a physical challenge, right? It's a constant mental game. And for so many of us, I think, confidence is the swing variable we struggle with most. Does that sound familiar at all?
Absolutely. It's incredibly common. Confidence, well, it's kind of the bridge between knowing how to hit a shot and feeling certain you can hit it right now, you know, under these conditions, whatever the stakes are.
Exactly. And that's precisely what we're diving into today, building that golf confidence. We've got some fascinating source material here. Insights from a guide, looks like, focused specifically on how golf in South Africa, mm-hmm. with its, you know, unique courses, legendary players, demanding conditions, their whole approach to training and competition, even the culture, mm-hmm. offers lessons in building that crucial self-belief.
Right. And our mission really is to explore these sources and pull out the most powerful, actionable nuggets, those specific places, mindsets, techniques, cultural bits.
Yeah.
Stuff that you can actually take and apply to boost your own confidence on the course.
Okay, let's get into it then. The sources first highlight something pretty fundamental, where you play, the actual environment, can profoundly shape your confidence. It's not just about how hard it is, but the type of challenge, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And what's really insightful is how this material frames specific South African courses. Mm-hmm. They're not just, you know, beautiful or tough, mm-hmm. but they're seen as inherent confidence-building laboratories.
Like Fancourt Golf Estate, it mentions hosting big events like the President's Cup, emphasizes the luxury, the excellence, diverse terrain, top-notch facilities.
Well, playing Fancourt, especially a course like the Links there, it just demands precision and control. Every single yep. shot. Because the greens are varied, the layout's so strategic. The confidence comes from knowing you're executing your best golf. Tested against those championship standards. And the source points to the great practice facilities, the instructors there.
Yeah.
It's all about refining skills in that kind of high-pressure, high-excellence environment.
Right.
Mastering your game on a course like that and having the facilities to back it up, it builds this really deep-seated trust in your technical abilities. It teaches you, basically, that your swing can hold up under scrutiny.
Okay, okay. Or how about the Gary Player Country Club at Sun City? I mean, the name alone tells you something. Designed by Gary Player himself, known for being really rigorous, challenging layout, hazards everywhere.
Yeah, that course, it forges confidence by forcing you into constant strategic thinking. Every hole is like a risk-reward puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And the mental resilience comes from committing to a strategy and then, you know, executing it despite maybe an intimidating carry or a really tight landing area.
Yeah.
The source mentions watching tournaments there.
Right.
Seeing how the pros approach it. It's often less about the hero shot and more about disciplined strategy. So the confidence here is built on making smart choices and trusting you can pull them off, even when the margin for error is, well, tiny.
And talk about a unique environment, Leopard Creek Country Club near Kruger National Park, playing golf with elephants or giraffes watching. Seriously.
Huh, yeah. It's the ultimate test of staying in the present moment, isn't it? The source really highlights how the sheer uniqueness of seeing wildlife forces you to become incredibly present.
I bet.
You just have to lock in on your shot, your routine, despite these, you know, extraordinary distractions. And succeeding in that, keeping your focus there, it's not just for safari golfs. It builds this powerful internal switch you can flick on any course when maybe less dramatic distractions creep in.
That's a great way to put it.
It's like building a mental muscle for concentration amidst chaos.
Wow. Okay. And then there's Pazula Championship Course in Minsna, those incredible coastal views, but also apparently demanding undulating fairways, fast greens. Sounds tricky.
Pazula builds confidence through adaptability. The coastal wind, which can be fierce, and the big elevation changes.
Good.
They require constant adjustments. Club selection, swing shape, trajectory, you name it.
Right.
You gain confidence in your ability to problem solve mid-round, basically. To hit different kinds of shots, adapt your strategy on the fly. In the guide notes, the practice facilities there specifically help you work on that varied shot making. So you translate that practice adaptability into real on-course confidence when conditions get tough.
So the insight here isn't just go play tough courses. It's more like seek out environments that specifically challenge different parts of your game, precision under pressure, strategic nerve, mental focus, adaptability.
Exactly, because mastering those specific challenges reveals a deeper capability than just, you know, shooting a low score sometimes.
Mm.
It teaches you to trust your game under specific kinds of duress, and that's the bedrock of real confidence, I think.
Makes sense. Okay, let's shift from the places to the people who've mastered them. What can we learn about building confidence from the legends of South African golf? The sources point out some key figures.
Yeah, this is where we look at the mindset.
Right.
How did these players cultivate that unwavering belief? And what specific techniques did they use that, you know, you listening could maybe borrow?
Starting with Ernie Els, the Big Easy. The sources mention his relaxed, calm, composed mindset, especially under pressure.
Well, yeah, but that relaxation wasn't just like a natural personality trait. Mm-hmm. It was the result of meticulous preparation. That easy exterior, it came from deep trust in the hard work he'd put in.
Oh,
he built confidence by knowing he'd done the reps, done the practice.
Yeah.
So when the pressure hit, he could rely on instinct rather than sort of forcing it. The actionable thing here is that genuine calm under pressure often comes from thorough, diligent prep. It allows you to trust your trained responses.
Gotcha. Then there's Gary Player, known for intense discipline, mental resilience. The sources highlight his unwavering focus and visualization.
Yeah, Player didn't just visualize the shot. He mentally rehearsed success. He tried to imprint the feeling and the outcome he wanted. That built confidence in his ability to actually execute.
Mm-hmm.
And his commitment to fitness is key too, right? Physical stamina directly fuels mental resilience, especially late in a round when confidence can start to waver. His whole approach shows that confidence is built through physical readiness and active mental rehearsal. Maybe try visualizing just one successful shot before you hit it, even on the range.
Good tip. Okay, Retief Goosen. Two-time U.S. Open champ. Precision, accuracy, very methodical approach mentioned.
Goosen's confidence, it seems, came from knowing his game inside out, intimately. He meticulously planned and executed based on a deep understanding of his own strengths and limitations.
Right.
He trusted the process and his known capabilities rather than, say, trying to pull off shots he wasn't comfortable with. The source highlights recognizing strengths and weaknesses. Confidence here is built on a realistic assessment of your game and tailoring your approach. Trust the numbers, trust your tendencies.
And the short game magician, Bobby Locke, 4 open championships built on exceptional putting.
Locke's mastery of the short game, it really shows the power of repetitive practice combined with feel. His confidence around the greens wasn't just technical. It was like an intuitive trust in his touch.
Uh-huh.
The sources mention his visualization wasn't just the line, but visualizing the roll of the ball. He also apparently experimented with different practice methods. So that's confidence through adaptability and finding what works for you. Spending dedicated time building that intuitive feel around the green seems key.
And finally, Louis Oosthuizen, known for strategic course management, assessing risks versus rewards, playing to his strengths.
Yeah, Oosthuizen is a great example of confidence built through intelligent decision-making. He seems confident in his ability to choose the right shot, which isn't always the hardest or most spectacular one. He plays percentage golf based on his strengths, and that removes a huge amount of self-imposed pressure. Confidence comes from knowing you've made the smart play, even if it doesn't work out perfectly every time. Maybe practice assessing risk. What's the best outcome and the worst outcome of this particular shot?
So the big takeaway here is to look beyond just their trophies and study how they approached the mental game and their preparation. Incorporating their specific techniques, visualization, trusting your prep, knowing your stats, developing feel, smart risk assessment that can directly inform how you can build self-assurance.
Absolutely. It's about integrating these high-performance mindsets into your own practice and your playing routines.
Okay, building on mastering the environment, let's think about the physical challenges. The source material details how adapting to different conditions specifically builds resilience and confidence. And South Africa, apparently, serves up some unique ones.
Yes, definitely. Successfully navigating tough conditions proves to yourself that you can handle adversity. And that feeling translates into feeling more capable no matter what the course throws at you later.
Like the notorious coastal winds at Pizula we mentioned.
Yeah, the source suggests specific strategies, right? Adjusting your stance, playing lower shots, learning to really read the wind, almost like a compass. But the deeper confidence, I think, comes from developing the actual skill of trajectory control.
Mm-hmm.
And trusting you can execute different ball flights when you need to. Practicing in the wind, not just avoiding windy days, builds that specific confidence.
Okay. And high altitude, like at Royal Johannesburg. Thinner air, ball flies further.
Right. This builds confidence in your calculation and your ability to self-adjust. You have to trust your yardage adjustments, maybe recalibrate your expectations. Like a 7-iron might go as far as a 6-iron usually does.
Yeah.
The source also mentioned finding motivation in the scenery there, which is a great insight, actually. Mental resilience includes finding positives even when things are challenging. It teaches confidence in your ability to analyze and adapt based on subtle environmental cues.
And the ultimate focus test we talked about, safari distractions at Skakuza Golf Club, maybe not lines on the fairway, but wildlife nearby.
Well, as we touched on, this forces mindfulness. The source suggests techniques like focusing intently on your breathing or a specific part of your pre-shot routine just before you hit the shot. It's about building an immediate, deep concentration trigger.
Right.
And honestly, mastering that level of focus amidst elephants probably makes maintaining concentration through, say, your playing partner's phone ringing seem relatively easy.
Mm.
It builds confidence in controlling your internal state regardless of external chaos.
Good point. Yeah. And the intense inland heat, maybe at Fan Court or similar places.
Yeah, heat really tests your physical and mental endurance. Confidence comes from knowing you can sustain focus and execute shots even when you're feeling fatigued. The guide stresses hydration, taking breaks, maybe adjusting swing tempo slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Successfully managing your physical state under heat proves your resilience. It's confidence in your body and mind to perform even when pushed.
So these aren't just things to deal with. They're actually opportunities. Opportunities to build specific skills, trajectory control, yardage calculation, rapid focus, endurance that make you a more well-rounded and ultimately more confident player,
yeah.
Adaptable to anything.
Exactly right. You prove to yourself, shot by shot, experience by experience, that you possess the skills needed to overcome unexpected obstacles.
Now let's look at how dedicated practice and actually putting yourself in competitive situations provides that crucial feedback and builds self-belief. The guide points to specific facilities and tournaments in South Africa.
Yeah, investing time in deliberate, targeted practice and then testing yourself under some pressure.
Mm.
They're pretty much non-negotiable for building real confidence.
Like the golf school at Clovelly, what's highlighted there?
This place is noted for professional, personalized coaching and using advanced tech. So the confidence boost here comes from seeing quantifiable improvement, you know, through data and getting targeted practice plans based on that data.
Mm-hmm.
They also explicitly mention incorporating mental training, teaching visualization and mindfulness techniques. So it shows that building confidence through practice is a mix of technical refinement and deliberate mental conditioning, often guided by expertise.
And just a good driving range, like the one mentioned at Steinberg?
Well, yeah, a high-quality range lets you do that focused, repetitive practice, improving your swing, building consistent contact, confidence that often comes from repetition and predictability, right?
True.
The source also notes the camaraderie there. Practicing with others can create a supportive environment, make the whole process maybe less daunting, more enjoyable.
And the dedicated short game area at Pearl Valley.
Yeah. Having a specific area just for putting, chipping, bunkers. It allows for highly focused, repetitive practice on those crucial scoring shots. Confidence around the greens is so often built through just hours of repetition and getting feedback, building that intuitive feel.
Definitely.
Mastering the short game directly impacts your score, obviously, but also your comfort level on every single hole.
Okay, so beyond practice, the guide talks about the role of competition. It references big tournaments like the South African Open, the Joburg Open, Nelson Mandela Bay Championship, but presumably this applies to local events too.
Oh, absolutely. Competing, even just in a local club medal or a weekend match play event, it forces you to perform when it actually counts, quote unquote.
Right.
It reveals your tendencies under pressure, highlights areas for improvement in a way that casual practice just can't. You gain confidence by confronting those nerves and working through them.
Mm-hmm.
The guide notes the chance to learn by watching how other players handle pressure and challenges.
Hmm.
That competitive atmosphere, combined often with camaraderie, pushes you to new limits and builds resilience for when shots don't go as planned.
It sounds like a kind of feedback loop then.
Yeah.
Use the facilities and maybe coaching for targeted practice, test those skills in some form of competition, learn from that experience, good or bad, and then refine your practice based on that. That cycle seems incredibly powerful for solidifying self-belief.
It really is. It's about turning practice into performance and using competition, whatever level, as a really rigorous learning opportunity.
Okay, finally, the guide explores the broader cultural context, what it calls the South African golfing spirit. How does being part of a community and a specific culture actually impact confidence?
Yeah, this angle looks beyond just the technical and mental skills. It focuses on the environment surrounding the game, which can significantly reduce pressure and enhance enjoyment. And both of those are vital for confidence.
The sources highlight a friendly atmosphere on the courses there.
Yes, a warm, welcoming vibe is mentioned, where golfers of all skill levels share the experience, maybe offer tips, celebrate good shots together. This kind of inclusive atmosphere, it reduces the pressure to be perfect.
Yeah, I could see that.
It makes you feel supported, even when you hit a bad shot. Knowing you're among fellow enthusiasts who get the ups and downs makes it easier to play more freely, more confidently.
And the iconic Bry tradition, the barbecue after the round.
It's framed as more than just a meal, right? It's the social hub. Sharing stories, having laughs, recounting the day's adventures afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It reinforces that golf is also about connection and fun, not solely about the number on the scorecard.
Mm-hmm.
That positive association helps you step onto the course next time with maybe less anxiety and more perspective, which in turn can definitely boost confidence.
And celebrating the diversity of golfers.
Yeah, playing with people from different backgrounds, different skill levels. Mm-hmm. It exposes you to varied approaches to the game. It reminds you that everyone's on their own journey. The source suggests this fosters a sense of unity and belonging.
Right.
It can alleviate performance anxiety by showing you you're part of this vibrant, accepting community. Confidence often comes from just feeling comfortable in your own skin, and an inclusive culture really helps with that.
So being welcomed into a supportive community that values camaraderie, shares the passion, and sees golf as this holistic, enjoyable experience that provides a kind of psychological foundation that allows your confidence to flourish.
Exactly. It shifts the focus a bit from internal judgment towards shared enjoyment, and that could be incredibly liberating for your game.
Okay, so pulling all these different threads together from the courses, the legends, the conditions, the practice, competition, the culture, what are the core actionable takeaways for building confidence from this whole South African perspective?
Well, the key strategies seem to consistently emerge, don't they? Consistent, targeted practice, informed by feedback, integrating specific mental techniques like visualization and conscious focus, developing confidence in your strategic decision-making and your ability to adapt to any condition, actively seeking out competitive pressure at some level as a learning tool, and crucially, embracing the power of a supportive golfing community to provide perspective and reduce anxiety.
And these are things, really, you can start applying right away, aren't they? Whether it's mentally rehearsing your drive before you step onto the tee, or finding a local range with specific targets, signing up for a fun scramble tournament, or just making more effort to chat with your playing partners after the round. The path to confidence is built through deliberate action, strategic thinking, and connection.
Absolutely. Building golf confidence isn't just about hitting more fairways or greens. It's about building resilience, adaptability, and trust in yourself. One shot and one experience at a time. It's a journey.
It really is. And as we wrap up this deep dive into the South African approach to golf confidence, drawing from these sources about challenging environments, legendary mindsets, unique conditions, dedicated training, competitive fire, and that welcoming culture, maybe consider this. The resilience, the focus, the adaptability you cultivate by building confidence on the golf course. You know, learning from tough lies, adapting to the wind, managing your internal state under pressure, connecting with others who share the passion. How might those same skills translate to building confidence in other areas of your life? Where else could applying a strategic mindset or engaging in deliberate practice or embracing a supportive community make a real difference?
That's a great thought. Something to ponder as you head to the practice green, perhaps, or face your next challenge, whether it's on or off the course.